Welcome to Monday Night, and we start with 1 hour of great music interspersed with radio legends like The Isle of Kevin, My Royal Memoirs, Late Lunch, Radio Cookery, not bad, eh? And Vectis Volunteers, in which we find out more about great island organisations and how you can help them. Monday evening will never be the same again. Well, until next week. Anyway, right, here we go. Continuing my trawl through the memoirs, I came across the following entry in my diary the other day. Do you remember all the storms and the idea that they would all be given names? Well, that sparked off a few thoughts. And I wrote, I'm not against giving storms rather ordinary names, even Brian. But why stop there? I mean, we've all got names for bad drivers who wait for 3 days at roundabouts, or cut in on you rather than wait 15 seconds in a queue to get into Newport to buy milk. That's why I'm now proposing names for various other weather conditions, starting with slightly chilly Sheila, sunny periods Elsie, showery Sean, I rather like that one, Heatwave Kevin, named after my good self naturally, and Weatherbomb Wally. Oh, by the way, my scientists are now working on developing an alternative to nuclear weapons that should help calm the situation in North Korea. I still think war needs to be done in that region, so we are making weather bombs. Basically, we're converting my fleet of hang gliders to carry skips full of weather, such as rain or snow, which can be dropped on countries that threaten our national security. That'll teach them. I can't imagine what's-his-name from North Korea going outside to fire a rocket, knowing that any moment a dirty great pile of snow could drop on his head and ruin his suit. Can you?
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now here's the thing. I was speaking to a mayor in Italy the other day who's offering £1,000 per couple to try and tempt people to move to his village. I told him he was doomed to failure unless he thought outside the box. Which box? He replied. I said, let's move on. Anyway, I tried this some time ago. I sat on my throne with my chequebook out, having been interviewed on Breakfast TV by that woman who makes up her own innuendos so she can laugh at them. What's her name? Holly? Or is it Ivy? Anyway, yes, I was willing to write cheques for £50,000 to any couple who would be willing to move to Wroxall. I was expecting a queue, and there was one, of course, made up entirely of people from all over the country, clutching a copy of the local paper Property Supplement, as if that was all the evidence I needed to hand over the dosh. Dear, oh dear, I certainly wasn't born yesterday, and you can't pull the wool over my gullibility, if that's the right expression. So I said to this mayor, chappy, woman, whoever it was, I can't remember, it's no good just offering money. You have to make the place more attractive. As a PS, I invited him over for a state visit to Wroxall, but he said he was busy that day, washing his hair. Funny thing is, I never told him what day it was.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And finally for this week, why do they keep telling us all the football scores? Oh, actually, they don't, do they? They've stopped. Oh, but the World Cup's coming, isn't it? I don't want to know all of them. I mean, maybe they could bear this in mind for the next season, but maybe you want to know if you still do the pools. And my father, King Sid the 16th, did the pools religiously every week. I say religiously, he used to shout God Almighty before throwing his coupon in the bin. To be honest, I don't really care if Arbroath beat Cowden Beath or if Kidderminster beat Keighley in the Midlands Unibond Glue Stick No Nail Second Division. I don't care if a big bloke with tattoos from Bournemouth scored in Skegness. I don't even care if those two managers from Manchester joined forces to launch a new soft drink called Pepsi. I only care about my own team, that is, Ferry Cross Solent. They're doing quite well in the Southern Blindfold Second Division. I say quite well, all the matches seem to start late. Seems to take our team a long time to get going, but they beat Floating Bridge United last week, so it looks like the tide has finally turned. See what I did there? Anyway, it's high time those highly paid creatives at the BBC, which stands for Bring Back Crackerjack, use their digital know-how to give us more targeted information. I mean, we always end up waiting for our results. There's always seems to be a delay with Ferry Cross Solent's results for technical reasons. Have you noticed? That's all for now. See you soon. Bye. Welcome to Monday night, and we start with 1 hour of great music interspersed with radio legends like The Isle of Kevin, My Royal Memoirs, Late Lunch, Radio Cookery, not bad, eh? And Vectis Volunteers, in which we find out more about great island organisations and how you can help them. Monday evening will never be the same again. Well, until next week. Anyway, right, here we go.